Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It is a cold morning, isn't it? I think winds are blowing pretty good across parts of the Midwest, and it looks like as we go forward through the day today, we're not going to see much of a rise in temperatures. In fact, it will probably hold steady in some locations. Single digits and teens will be common across the northern portions of the Midwest, and we'll probably see temperatures in the southern areas not much warmer than perhaps some teens and 20s during the course of the day today. We've had a little bit of snow occur overnight last night, but we are concerned about the prospects for a little bit of winter wheat kill that may occur tonight and actually for the next two or three nights across the lower parts of the Midwest. Tonight will certainly be coldest. We'll look for readings that will drop down to the negative and positive single-digit readings. This will extend from the south-central portions of Nebraska, north-central and eastern portions of Kansas, eastward into parts of the Ohio Basin. And we are still snow-free this morning in parts of southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, a fair amount of Kentucky, although it is snowing in Kentucky at this hour. And we also have some pockets that are snow-free out there in portions of Kansas and Nebraska, just a few pockets there, though. I think overall we're talking about a total of maybe 3% of the overall wheat crop out there that is at least vulnerable to some extreme conditions overnight tonight that might bring around a little bit of damage. I am not by any means suggesting 3% of the crop will be lost. That's very much unlikely. It would only be a handful of locations in that 3% of the production region that would actually experience a loss. So we'll watch the situation rather closely, but I think most of the temperatures overnight tonight will be down in the positive and negative single digits in these snow-free areas. And so we'll have to just keep an eye on the situation. Of course, we're going to be very cold all day today, so the crown of these plants will continue to cool as we go forward through this period of time. There's not much precipitation expected in any of the major U.S. crop areas for a while. I think we can probably go a week and a half without much in the way of significant precipitation. And that will be, I suppose, somewhat helpful for some of the southern parts of the country down in the lower Mississippi River Basin, Tennessee River Basin, and parts of the southeast where there's been a lot of heavy rain in recent weeks and some flooding in those areas. Well, the focus of market attention today isn't so much on the U.S. cold, although there is certainly some worry about the wheat crop, as we've already discussed. But there's still a lot of attention on South America, in particular Brazil. Brazil is going to continue to experience a drying tendency for at least the next 10 days across a big part of the country, from southern parts of Mato Grosso and northern portions of Mato Grosso to Sul, straight eastward into portions of Minas Gerais and Sao Paulo, and even northeastward into Bahia. It's a large area of real estate, but a big part of that region has abundant subsoil moisture, and it will take at least a full week to maybe 10 days for the topsoil to firm up enough to start warranting a little concern about stress. The exception of that is in Bahia and Minas Gerais, those two northeasternmost states. Will see some stress before that time, but those areas don't produce a huge amount of summer crop either. So the bottom line is that there's not a lot of urgency and concern over the drying trend in Brazil unless this pattern prevails into late January. So we'll continue to watch it rather closely. Until we get to that point, though, everything looks pretty much like roses to me across a big part of the country. There will be some concern, though, over coffee and some sugar cane, though, in those northeastern parts of Brazil. Also in Argentina, everything looks just about ideal right now. All the major crop areas have plenty of moisture, and we'll see temperatures near to above average. The end result is going to be a very high production potential, and that pattern doesn't look like it's going to change anytime real soon. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.